Psalms 139 this morning. Psalms 139 and verse number 12. Psalms 139. Psalms 139 and verse number 12. The Bible says, "Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins." Talking about the Lord here. "Thou hast covered me," where? "In my mother's womb." We're going back to that again. We just talked about that from Jeremiah. Verse 14, "I will praise thee," the psalmist said. He's going to praise God. He was covered in his mother's womb. He's going to praise Him. "For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance." Notice that. "Yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was," what's those next three words? "None of them." That shows you right there how precious life is. That shows you how God has made and formed life and us as mankind, as human beings, fearfully and wonderfully in His own image and His own likeness. We see first off this morning, life's a gift from God because He created it. But life's a gift from God, so therefore He values it. Amen. He values it. Life is valuable. Amen. This life is valuable. Some people feel like today they walk around and say, "My life is worthless." Well, you might be living your life in a worthless way, if you will, but you know what? Your life is not worthless. Amen. You are not worthless. God has something that He wants each and every one of us to do. Amen. For Him, for His honor, for His glory. Just like He said there in this verse, when He was covered in my mother's womb, what? "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Get a hold of that this morning. Amen. If the devil ever comes to you and says, "You know what? You're worthless. Your life's meaningless. There's nothing." No, wait a second. "I'm fearfully and wonderfully made." Amen. "In the image of God. Therefore, my life is valuable and I'm still breathing. I still got life here on this earth." Guess what? The Lord's got something for me He wants me to do. Amen. You think about the fact today, we're fearfully, wonderfully made. "Marvelous are the Lord's works that my soul," notice that, "knoweth right well." Amen. He said, "I know it down in my soul." Amen. That God's done right, that God does right. "My soul knoweth right well. These things are true." Amen. And may I say today that we know that man's been given this living soul, and that's what separates us from the animals and all these other things. That's one of the unique things about mankind's life, if you will, and the creation of mankind that we have been given. Amen. That's a part of what makes these things so valuable, if you will. And God values human life. We're wonderfully, fearfully made in His image, the Bible says. He knew us when we was in the womb. Before we had any parts, when it calls us a substance, guess what? We're still a living person. God knows us. Amen. You think about today how wonderfully God is, if you will, in valuing life. He values it. He's known us from eternity. As I said earlier, Genesis chapter number 9 is another good verse of Scripture here. Genesis chapter 9 that proves, I believe, how much God values the human life. Genesis chapter number 9. Genesis 9, and this is a hotly debated subject today. Abortion, I know, is, but this one is too. Genesis chapter number 9. And some of you may think, well, now you're talking the opposite when I get ready to say this, but I'm not. I'm telling you what the Bible says and how it explains it. It's actually not teaching the opposite. It's saying the same if you look at it the way the Lord does. Genesis 9:6, we could read all these verses here and get a more fuller picture, but let's read verse 6 for the sake of time. "Whoso sheddeth man's blood," in other words, killeth somebody, is what the Bible's saying. It's not talking about cutting them. "Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed." Notice the next phrase, "For the image of God made he who? Man." In other words, simply, the Bible is where capital punishment come from. Amen? We agree this morning? That's where it come from. This morning the Bible clearly tells, and you could read the verses here around it if you want to get more into detail and some other places too, but the Bible says, you say, now the Lord, now you're telling me capital punishment, but what's capital punishment? Killing somebody. I thought every life was precious. You know, all these things you've been saying for the last little bit. It is. But it's so precious that you shouldn't take another life. For a person to take and knowingly and intentionally take and to murder somebody else, to take that life, it's so serious in the eyes of God that God said that's so heinous of a crime that the government ought to take and do what? Capital punishment. That's how, and you say, that's no, it's not. Some people say, well, how can you say that being a Christian? Because God values everybody's life that much. And it's not to say that God wants somebody to be killed. No, you're missing the point. The point is this morning, God doesn't want that person to go murder that person. Instead, to see how precious life really is and say, no, I might be mad at him. Yeah, I might be aggravated at him. Yeah, I might be upset at him. But you know what? I would never harm that person because life is precious. Amen? And life is a gift from God. God's the one that, if you will, as the first point said, created life. And honestly, He ought to be the only one that takes it. Amen. Amen? He ought to be the only one that takes it. He's the author of it. And one day, as we've said many times before, when the Lord gets ready to call us home, what He'll do? When our time's up, each one of us, the Bible says, have an appointment with death. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And so the Lord has set the appointment. Amen. And human life is precious. Human life is precious. You think about today, God values life. You think about, that's why this is so harsh, if you will, because of how precious each and every single human life is. I'm not advocating today going out and killing doctors that do abortion. Don't take that wrong. I'm not saying that. Then that would be trying to do two wrongs to do, I guess, what somebody would think would be a right, even though that would be wrong too. Amen. Don't top a wrong on top of a wrong. Amen. Let the Lord take care of that. Amen. Let Him take care of that. But we need to stand against those things. Amen. And we need to preach and teach and stand for what is right in life. Amen. I think about today, you know, our country, it's legal to have abortion. In a lot of states, we've seen the last few years, I don't want to spend too much on time on this, but I've got to mention this, and I don't want to get political here, but you can't say nothing about it without somebody thinking you're being political. So you can thank it, I guess, for the next few minutes if you want. But abortion is horrible. It's horrible. It's murder. But you know what? The last few years, we have seen some progress. It's not where I want it to be. It's not where I hope and pray it would be, and it's not where God wants it to be. But how many stories have we seen in the news about abortion clinics closing? And you know what? I bet there's a whole lot more that's been closing than we see in the news. You say, why do you say that? Because that's just something they're going to suppress and they ain't going to want to put out. You think about, I think about this fact. I took and looked up this morning on my phone. I encourage you to do it when you get home. I haven't read a lot about it. So if you read something about it and you find something different or better or whatever than this, then that's fine. I'm putting a quote. I'm putting a question marks around each side of what I'm getting ready to say. Okay, but I took this morning and I looked up something on my phone. Was looking at. I can't remember exactly what it was. I think Roe Wade or something. And there was something come up that was really interesting. The Washington Post, I believe it was, who had an article and several other people did about this. I hadn't seen it on TV. Maybe some of y'all have. But I don't get to watch TV much. But they said a few weeks ago, over 200 Republicans. 200 Republicans. Now I am getting political. I named a name. But over 200 Republicans and a couple of Democrats. So now I'm not political anymore so much, am I? Took and did a letter, for lack of a better way of remembering the terminology, they said, to the Supreme Court, asking them to consider overturning Roe versus Wade. You heard that in the news? I ain't. Over 200. Right around 200 of our leaders. Amen. I had a gentleman a few years ago who I loved to death. He's a Democrat. Who I loved to death tell me, said, when he asked me who I was voting for president, and I told him, He said, why him? Why them? I said, well, I said, number one, I said they're against abortion. President ain't got nothing to do with that. That was the first response I got. I said, well, I said, I disagree with that. He can't pass a law. It's Roe versus Wade. It's a Supreme Court thing. I said, I agree with that too. It's the Supreme Court's fault. It ain't the president. I said, I agree with that too. I understand. I said, but let me ask you this one question. I said, who puts the Supreme Court justices there? He said, the president does. I said, thank you. I said, it's important to vote for a person, I said, that has some control, if you will, on who gets put into those offices. Amen. In that Supreme Court. I said, I can't affect the Supreme Court. I can't vote for the Supreme Court. But I can vote for the person that I believe, Lord willing, that tells me, whether they do or not, we know how that goes, that Lord's willing will tell me that they're in favor of life, that I hope and pray will do what? Put somebody in there that's the same way. We'll do things to try to help influence it as much as possible. That's why we talk about voting values, voting the Bible. Amen? That's what we ought to do. And so you think about, I'm simply saying this today, that you look the last few years and there has been a difference made in this area. And I believe even more of a difference could be made if we'll take and keep voting the Bible, keep voting values, and keep standing with the importance of life. Amen. Amen? And then the person made the comment back to me. They said, well, it might cost you more on your taxes or this or that. And they went into all these other things. I said, listen. I said, I don't believe that. I said, but let's go with what you got to say for a minute. And then I made this comment. I said, you know what? I'd whole lots rather I give you, which I ain't got nothing to give y'all today, but I said, I told him, I can't remember the dollar amount, so I'm going to make up one. I'd rather take and give $100 more a year on my taxes to put a person in office that might do something to get rid of abortion. Amen. Than to have $100 more in my wallet. And that's what I told him. Right. I said, I'd rather do it. I'd give $100 more to taxes every year. I said, if that's what it took, I said, to have a chance of something getting done to stop abortion. Wouldn't you? Amen. We ought to vote our values. I know we got all these other things that are important to us that we could get into, but to me, that's where it all begins, life. Right? That's where it all begins. Values. God created life. And He values life. I hope you don't take that political. It's not meant to be. But you think about this morning the fact that God values life. And we ought to value it too. We ought to value it too. But the third thing and the last thing, I'll give you this quickly. John chapter number 6. John chapter number 6. John chapter number 6. You say, are you trying to tell me that I need to vote for that party? No, I ain't. I don't tell you that from the pulpit who to vote for. We'll talk out there and I'll tell you if you want to know. Amen. But John chapter number 6. I'm just telling you, vote the Bible and vote the values that's in the Bible. Amen. And it's pretty clear who to vote for. And we'll leave it at that. It's not a hard decision. John chapter 6 and verse number 28. John 6 and verse number 28. Notice with me what the Bible says here. John 6 28. Actually, let's go down to 32 for the sake of time. You can read 28 through 51 later if you'd like. Let's go down to verse number 32. The Bible says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Who's the one that cometh down from heaven? That's the bread of heaven which giveth life unto the world. Notice verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, Jesus says, hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. There's the answer. Who's the bread that came down from heaven? From God, the Lord Jesus Christ. 49. Your fathers did eat manna. That was the literal bread that come down from heaven in the wilderness and are dead. Amen. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Here's Jesus again. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Amen. There's a good verse we don't mention a lot of times about Jesus dying for the whole world. Amen. That verse tells us that too. Amen. You think about the fact this morning, simply this, God, life is a gift from God because He created it, because He values it, but thirdly, because He's given it. Amen. He has given life to us, if you will, this morning. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He's given you abundant life. He's given you eternal life, if you will, in the fact that one day when you leave this earth, you'll spend eternity in heaven. Amen. Thank the Lord for the eternal life, the real life that the Lord wants to give you today. Yes, you're sitting here today and you may have physical life just like I do. You're breathing. I don't see nobody not breathing. Hopefully not. Amen. But you think about, you're breathing. You may have the physical life. But the Bible says if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you really don't have life. You really don't know what it really means to have life, to have that abundant life, to have that eternal life. Amen, if you will. And so you think about today, God is the one that can give you life. Amen. He can give you the bread of life. Amen. That can give you that life. He can give you the water of life, as He told the woman at the well, to where you'll never thirst again. Amen. The Lord can give you that bread. He can be that water for you today if you'll take and come to Him as your personal Savior. Amen. Realize this morning what He's done for you. John 14 and verse number 6, a popular verse I quoted a lot of times. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's the way, He's the truth, but the third thing He said was what? The life. Amen. May I say He's the one that is the life and gives life this morning. He is life. Amen. Without Him there is no life. You say that's a big statement. It is. Without Him there is no life. Because without Him creating us, guess what there would be? No life. Without God creating life on this earth, there would be no life. Amen, because He created everything. But even deeper than that, without Him sending the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary, to shed His precious blood, to make a way of salvation, given the gift of salvation, guess what? There would be no hope of eternal life for any of us this morning. No hope. We'd just be living our life here on this earth like a lot of people do now, living it up, might as well, right? Because this is all there is anyway. If there's no hope of going to heaven or escaping hell in eternity, right? And so just do whatever, enjoy it. Man, our time's up. Well, it was a good one, right? But thank the Lord it's not that way, because the bread of life came down. And we can have eternal life and salvation through Him if we'll come to Him today. He is the giver of life. Today I ask you and I ask me this question, if you will, do you value life? Do you value life? I hope today that we do. He is the giver of it, and we should never take a life. Amen? Should never take a life. And you know what? Something I haven't even mentioned that I put here in my notes at the end, that includes our own. Amen? Sometimes people tragically go through things and do things. And folks, realize if that's ever whispered in your ear today, my life just might as well end it. There's no point. Realize something. Your life is valuable to God. Amen? The Lord loves you. He cares about you. Realize you're fearfully and wonderfully made this morning in the image of God. You're not just another number. One of the things I hate the most about going to our modern day doctors, and I'm not against doctors, I go when I need to go and do what I need to do. But I cannot stand to go in and feel like I'm being herded through like a cow. I just can't. I can't stand it. You know? But I'll be honest, if I was that doctor, had all those appointments in the day and all the people that he or she sees, and you see the same person with the same snotty nose every day. Here's an antibiotic. Here's an antibiotic, right? Here's Tamiflu. You got the flu. You got the flu. You got the flu. Whatever. Y'all get the point. You see the same things day after day, day in and day out. I can understand why, even if you do have a caring heart, if you're not careful, you could get to the place of, right? It's kind of like sometimes when I deal with customers, right? Same old, same thing, day in, day out. I can understand how doctors could be that way, and not necessarily that they don't care. Right? If you think about it, shouldn't be that way, shouldn't. But I could understand how it could be sometimes. But you know what? This morning, God values life. You are not just equal with some animal or something out there. You are above all these other things that God created. We are here on this earth. He said to have dominion over these things. We're special in that God personally got involved when He created us. He gave us a living soul, and we're made in the image and the likeness of God. We sing that clearly this morning. May I say today, life is important. Life is a gift from God. And this morning, may the Lord help us to value life. And I hope today, if you don't have eternal life in Him, that today might be the day you come to know Him as your Savior, and that you can start really enjoying the real life that there is in Him. Let's pray.